the way. Wisconsin did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Rutgers 13-33 from the floor, 4-14 from the arc, 4-7 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 3 on the glass at 19-16. Badgers guilty of six turnovers. Rutgers with 4. Badgers have 11 assists on their 19 buckets. Rutgers with 5 dimes in the first half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our score at the half, Wisconsin 43, Rutgers 34. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for matinee on air.
We get ready for the start of the second half. 43-34, Wisconsin leading Rutgers. We'll see how Steve Peichel plays this with Dylan Harper. Did not score, still not looking great. We'll see if they give him more run in the second half. Ace Bailey sat with 2 fouls in the first half. He had but 3 points. So your 2 superstars combined for 3 points, you're down 9. Not great, but if you're Rutgers thinking, all right, you're still in this thing.
Well, man, that's why I thought the end, that 4-minute chunk, Rutgers was plus 4, and it gave him a chance. Now, Kamar McGee makes a heck of a shot to end the half. Otherwise, Rutgers is plus 6 in that 4-minute period. How does Wisconsin come out right away from the start? They started the first half great. Do they build on that?
Rutgers will have the first possession of the second half. Badgers with their original starting five out there. Klesman, Blackwell, Tanjay, Winter, and Crowell. Harper and Bailey are out there. Latham Somerville, Jeremiah Williams, and Jamichael Davis, the 5 on the floor for Rutgers. So Latham Somers getting a start here, breaking the huddle to start the second half. Rutgers will move to our left. And here we go as Harper flips it inbounds to Jamichael Davis, and the sophomore sets the floor for the Scarlet Knights. Leads it for Ace Bailey. He'll try a 3 up top, and he drills it. 35% shooter from long range, and just like that, the Badgers lead is 6.
I don't know what Max is doing on that possession. There was a ball screen there, but you still have to have a hand contest.
Lesman throwing to Winter, outside left pass, deflected by Bailey, stolen away, Jeremiah Williams. Here comes Rutgers, opening minutes, second half, 43-37, Wisconsin. Williams pull up, foul line jumper is short, rebound, battled for, Somerville gets it off the tip, low in the right, up over Winter, no good, rebound loose, Winter to the floor, Somerville to the floor, and we have a held ball arrow, Wisconsin.
And they really did dodge a bullet there. Somerville tried to go back up. Ace Bailey was wide, and I mean wide open for a 3.
Opening minutes, second half, 43-37, Wisconsin. As the Badgers move to our right in the second half. Blackwell to the front court against Dylan Harper. Throwing to Winter. Flips it left wing for Tanjay. Curls off in the lane. He'll pivot. And almost walked, finds Winter, darts a pass into Crowell, left of the lane. Backing on Somerville as they bump and grind. Backing mid-post left is Crowell. Out to Winter, fakes the 3, dribbles to the line, shovels to Crowell. Low on the right, layup is good. Good patience there, Crowell with 14. 45-37, Wisconsin, a minute 20 into the second half. Harper out front. Outside right, feeds Williams high on the left. Gets it to Jamichael Davis. Davis on the left wing, takes it back out high. Winter defending Davis at the moment. A bounce for Somerville. Left elbow, faces up on Crowd. Mid-range jumper, too long, no good. Rebound Winter. And here comes Blackwell for Wisconsin.
If you're Wisconsin, you can live with Somerville shooting the last couple shots that he has.
Here's Blackwell, left of the circle. Gets a little bump from Crowell. Blackwell turns it back to Stevie. Finds Winter, flips to Klesman. Baseline right, now starts to retreat. Throwing to Winter, sends to Crowell, feeding Tanjay. Eight to shoot. Tanjay loops it into Crowell, left of the lane. Out to Klesman, deep three, right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Ace Bailey of Rutgers. And the 6'10 freshman up the floor for the Scarlet Knights. Left side of the front court, throwing to Somerville. Left of the lane, single coverage, Nolan Winter. Somerville leaves it for Bailey, runs to the left corner. A shot fake, now takes the three, and that's an air ball. And it's tipped from Crowell to Tanjay. Here comes Wisconsin, up eight, early second half. Blackwell finds Max, left corner three. Off the rim and out, no good. Bailey the rebound. Max just unable to find the range here tonight so far. Williams throwing right side to Davis. Takes it off the wing. In the lane, got tied up by Tanjay. Klesman trying to tie him up. Davis is able to wrestle it back and lobs it out to Jeremiah Williams. Shot clock at 13, 2:50 into the second half, 45-37 Wisconsin. Bailey at the top against Crowell, going to work. Bailey, right elbow jumper is off the rim, no good. Klesman the rebound. Bailey can hit that mid-range shot, just didn't knock it down there. Here's Klesman. Top of the circle, pass deflected, got to Winter, tried to slip it inside to Blackwell. That's knocked away by Davis of Rutgers. On the floor is Harper. He gathers ahead to Davis, turnover Wisconsin. Ace Bailey throwing to Williams, left corner, and he'll walk the dribble back out high. Right-hand pass, Davis, open three, right wing, back rim no good, rebound Klesman. 3.5 minutes gone, second half, 45-37 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is dodging some bullets right here.
Yeah, they sure are. Here's Blackwell, drives off the wing, got by Harper to the rim, runs it up at the bottom of the rim, no good. Harper the rebound. Outlet Davis, feeds Bailey left wing. Eyes up the rim, he's got Nolan Winter on him. Bailey puts it on the deck, right hand hip high. Now pulls up, mid-range jumper, front rim no, rebound tip to Tanjay. 4 minutes gone, second half, 45-37 Wisconsin. Here's Klesman right side going into Winter. Nice feed into Nolan, who had Davis on him, and the foul is called. And we'll have the under 16 media timeout. A little choppy here from Wisconsin. The Badgers still lead by eight. And we've got a break in the action. Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford, tough Ford trucks, and adventure ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 15:57 remaining. Wisconsin 45, Rutgers 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. That foul before the media timeout was assessed to Jamichael Davis. That's his second. 15:57 to play. 45-37. Wisconsin leads Rutgers. Scarlet Knights 1 of 8 shooting here to start the second half. The Badgers 1 out of 4. John Blackwell, baseline right, will inbound. Blackwell looks and tried to jam one into Gilmore, cutting to the rim. It was kicked. And Blackwell will inbound again, baseline right. Jamichael Davis in his face, Blackwell looking. And gets it into Winter. It's deflected. It's stolen away by Emmanuel Obole.
It's just been sloppy this second half for Wisconsin.
It really has.
I mean, Rutgers has been sloppy on their own, but as far as what Wisconsin has done all the way around, sloppy.
Jeremiah Williams was driving, got cut off by Winter. They throw it out to Tyson Acuff, who had 11 first-half points for Rutgers. The bully sets the high screen. Acuff turns it down. Right lane line, runs it up right hand, no good. A rebound tipped and knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. They say Jeremiah Williams went to the floor. I think he thought at the very least it would be Rutgers' ball, if not a foul.
I did, too. I don't know how it went have been.
Interesting.
Don't question.
No.
Just, yeah, it's all right.
No, no complaints.
Kind of like when you get pulled over for going a little too fast.
Yeah.
And they give you a warning. Don't question. Say thank you very
thank
much
you very
and go
much.
The other way. And I'm sorry, officer. I won't do it again.
Durkak coming in for Jeremiah Williams. So I think you speak from experience there.
Never mind.
Topic
just
for another
case.
Time.
I mean, maybe.
Here's Max Klesmit. Right lane line. Stops on a dime. Throwing to Gilmore. Turns it left wing for Tanjay. Shakes off the left wing. Baseline left fall away is good for John Tanjay, who has 4 points now. 47-37 Wisconsin. Durkak blows off the left wing, and he got fouled by Tanjay. That'll be the second on John Tanjay. The first of the half on Wisconsin.
I think the word is choppy right now.
Very.
Right, like that move, that's the bucket by John Tanjay is a very good individual bucket. But not what Wisconsin offense we've come to see.
Jamichael Davis, baseline left, inbounds to Jordan Durkak. Flips it into Ace Bailey against Max Klesmit. Bailey starting to back, the 6'10 freshman. But tied up by Tanjay, throws one up and in anyway. Ace Bailey, he can do that. We mentioned it before the game. You can do everything right and he can still score. 47-39, Wisconsin, 14:45 remaining. Max Klesman throwing to Gilmore. Turns it to Kamari McGee back in there for Wisconsin. And a couple of big buckets at the end of the first half did McGee. Klesman to Gilmore. Long three, left side. Short, no good. Rebound, John Tanjay. Second chance, Wisconsin. Tanjay curls off the left wing in the lane. One pump, bobble, got it back. Low on the right, muscles it up and in. Tanjay with 6, 49-39, Wisconsin.
Yeah, choppy's the word. But both ways, yes. Right? Like it hasn't been smooth, but that's not much as smooth in this venue.
14:10 remaining. Durkak, and they're going to get an illegal screen there on Obole, who just hip checked John Tanjay. Emmanuel Obole with a foul, his first, and the second on Rutgers here in the half.
That might have been one of the most obvious offensive fouls
that
I've seen in a long time.
Made it kind of easy for the guys with the whistles.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess we got to call this one. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, 14:05 remaining. Gilmore throwing to Max Klesmit, left of the circle. Max, a step in the lane, and he threw it away. One to Tanjay. It's picked off by Davis, ahead to Durkak. Durkak driving in the paint, puts it up and in over Winter.
And I'm surprised he didn't get an and one there as well.
Uh-huh. There's some contact. They play through it. 49-41, Wisconsin, 13:45 remaining. Olin Winter feeds Tanjay. He'll try a three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Ace Bailey the rebound. One and out for Wisconsin. Here comes Acuff, right side of the front court. Throws to Bailey. Bailey to the line. Bailey down the lane. And it's knocked away by Gilmore, but a foul called on Carter. And that'll be his second.
Yeah,
and Wisconsin has. It's been choppy on offense, and then choppy has led to turnovers on offense, and we're not used to this.
No, Badgers up to 10 turnovers now. We're going to see Blackwell, Amos, and Crowell here momentarily.
You know, and this can get down to six right now. And Rutgers has had it down to six. They haven't been able to get it below that. Running a good time here. But this is one where, and I like the substitutions here by Greg. All right, you're going to change this thing up. We're not going to allow turnovers. We're not going to allow sloppy play here. We're going to bring in three new guys.
Bailey hits the first free throw, so he's heating up here a little bit in the second half. 7 points in the game. Dylan Harper back on the bench. He has not scored here so far tonight. Bailey hit the first free throw, second on the way, and that short rebound, Tanjay. 49-42, Wisconsin with 13:25 remaining. Kabari McGee outside left, feeds Xavier Amos, throws to Tanjay, into Crowell, right of the lane, finds Tanjay, give and go down the lane, layup good. Tanjay with 8, 51-42, Wisconsin. Acuff quickly the other way, stamps off a three right wing, good. Tyson Acuff with 14, 51-45, Wisconsin. And again, Rutgers gets it down to 6 with 13 minutes remaining. McGee trying to thread a pass into Amos. It is knocked out of bounds by Rutgers. Boy, that was a
and I don't know why,
low percentage.
Right? Yeah, no, there wasn't even – there was no percentage.
Yep, you're right.
There was no way that was getting through. Got very fortunate they got the ball back.
McGee baseline left, inbounds to Crowell, finds Blackwell. Took a look, turned it down, throws to Amos up top. He'll let fly a three, and it's off the rim, no good. And they'll get Crowell for the foul, creating space to get the rebound. That'll be his second.
A little bit of danger time right here, man.
Yes, sir.
It really is. If they, like I said, they haven't been – Rutgers has not been able to get it down below six, but right here is their chance.
12:48 to play, 51-45 Wisconsin. Jamichael Davis – out high against Kabari McGee. High screen Obole. McGee working over it. Davis, left elbow. Pass knocked away. Blackwell back to Davis. Out to Acuff. Open three. Right side around and out. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. I have no idea how that ball did not go down. Woo.
And I don't know how Wisconsin got the ball. Both things were true there. I'm dodging bullets right now.
6-point lead, Wisconsin, with 12:25 remaining. McGee outside left. Going to Xavier Amos between the circles. Turns to Tanjay into Crowell. Right of the lane is Stevie. Single coverage, Emmanuel Boley. Backing is Crowell. Mid-post right. Still backing. A dig from Durkak. Knocked it loose. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here's Jamichael Davis up the floor for Rutgers. Left lane line. Runs into Blackwell, and they bring it back out front for Durkak. Going to Acuff high on the right. Acuff's had a good night here, 14 points, feeds Ace Bailey near the right corner, knocked away McGee, but a foul called on Kamari. That'll be his first and the team's fourth, and we've got a timeout as Rutgers has pulled to within six. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.com. Jobs. 11:54 remaining, Wisconsin 51, Rutgers 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting. a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. All part of the storyline tonight, Dylan Harper has yet to score in limited minutes. This is a guy who dropped 36 on Notre Dame, 37 on Alabama. The fewest points he scored in any one game is 14. Ace Bailey trying to pick up the pace in the second half. He has 9, but Butch, you said at the outset, the stars are the stars. It's about other guys, and Rutgers' other guys are keeping them in this thing. 51-45 Wisconsin with 11:54 remaining.
Well, it's really been Tyson Acuff and what he's been able to do. I mean, he's been a big part of it. Last year was Noah Fernandez. Now it's Tyson Acuff. And then a lot of it's been self-inflicted wounds by Wisconsin as well. Now, I think one of the things you got Ace Bailey going to the free throw line, he's only a 57% free throw shooter. That's helped 2 of 4 right now from the line tonight. But this, like, what they've got, offensively, Wisconsin has just played bad this second half. Spacing's been bad. Turnovers have been forced. Bad shot selection. And that has led Rutgers to kind of get to this point where they can finally get this thing under 6.
Bailey at the foul line. The first attempt is short. You can talk about Acuff with the 14 points. That doubles his previous high here at Rutgers. Former Eastern Michigan star, averaging 3.3 a game coming in. He has 14 tonight. Second free throw, Bailey. That's in and out, no good. Tanjay the rebound.
And it's amazing he's that bad a free throw shooter at 57%. Misses both of them.
A 2-2-1 three-quarter press here from Rutgers. Badgers break it. Hey, you're right, especially he's a good mid-range shooter.
All the above, right?
All of that. Yeah.
Now you see a 2-3 zone here for Rutgers, a change.
Which they will play a little bit. First time we're seeing it here tonight, I believe. Blackwell throwing to Max. Open three, right pocket, book it. There you go. First points of the night for Max Klesman. 54-45 Wisconsin. Here's Durkak. Blows off the right wing. Got bumped into by Tanjay. Ball is loose, and it's snapped up by Xavier Amos. Turnover Rutgers. 11:18 remaining, 54-45 Wisconsin. Blackwell throwing to Xavier Amos. A pass for Tanjay high on the right. Out to Max, open three. Illegal screen, got him loose. They're going to get Steven Crow for that illegal screen. And that's a shame because Klesman buried that three. The foul on Crow is his third. So Stevie will come out. Nolan Winter is back in.
And it's those self-inflicted ones yet again. And it was just a little bit of a slide there by Steve, it looked like. Love to see that again on replay to see exactly if he moved or not. But
Jeremiah Williams back in for Durkak. 9-point lead, Wisconsin, 11:10 remaining. Williams up the floor for the Scarlet Knights. He has yet to score in this game. A handoff to Acuff. Gives it to Jamichael Davis. Little weave game. Now Williams at the top. Crosses over. Left lane line to the goal. Layup is good. And that one's on me. First points for Jeremiah Williams. 54-47 Wisconsin, 10:48 remaining. Klesman throwing a Winter. Finds Tanjay, works off the right wing, barrels to the rim. Reverse layup is good. Wow. Grown man take
finish.
For Tanjay.
Yeah, what a finish is right.
56-47 Wisconsin, 10:33 remaining. Tyson Acuff, hard right hand, dribble right lane line, push it up right hand, no good. Left it short, rebound Klesman for Wisconsin. And here comes Max up the right sideline. Up the floor for Wisconsin, throwing to Xavier Amos. Sends it to Blackwell, and he got it knocked away from behind by Grant. Another Wisconsin turnover. Davis, Acuff, back to Davis to the rim. Layup is good. 13 Wisconsin turnovers now. 56-49 the Badgers, 10:08 remaining. And now Nolan Winter gets sent to the floor. Max Klesman goes down awkwardly.
He grabs his ankle.
Ooh,
there,
he is grabbing his right ankle, and he is in a lot of pain. I was watching Winter on the floor, and I saw the end with Max going down.
It was, and then Max shot, and then he landed on Williams' foot.
And Max is in a lot of pain. Brent Newhart, the Badgers athletic trainer, out there. 10:08 remaining, 56-49, Wisconsin leading Rutgers. I think the officials are going to go over to the monitor here. As Max now, Max is on his feet, but he's going to need some assistance from Brent as they're going to take him back into the locker room area. Actually, they're going to bring him back to the bench. So he at least will stay in the bench area.
And I think they're going to – so Max is walking back. They're going to look at the shove. Max is chirping at the officials right now, saying I landed right on his foot.
Yes. It's like, yep.
Yes, Max, you did. Yep. But the play was already blowing dead.
They're checking out maybe the Winter.
That's what I think they're looking. I don't think that the whistle was blown. I don't think you can look at that afterwards.
No.
I think there was no foul, right? Like, that's a flagrant if you land on the foot.
I think maybe.
But the whistle, the play's dead.
Yeah, I think
there's nothing to look at afterwards.
They were checking to see.
The push on Nolan. Right there is what they're looking at. Now, I don't think there's going to be much. It looks like a common foul.
I would think. I don't think it'll be a flagrant, but the foul is on Emmanuel Bolle. That is his second.
And there's a forearm shove there to Nolan Winter. There's a foul.
I guess you could state the case that it's a non-basketball play. The officials are doing what they normally do when they look at the monitor. The three of them now step away from the monitor and have their conference. 10:08 remaining, 56-49, Wisconsin. Obole, get that elbow up on Nolan a little bit, maybe. I think this is a common foul.
I really do.
We will get the verdict from Keith Kimball.
I didn't think there was anything.
Think there was anything.
I know Greg and staff aren't going to be happy.
If I'm them, I'd campaign for it too.
But I just don't think.
So Badgers will be inbounding here. Jack Janicki back in the game, by the way, with Max being hurt. Baseline right, Blackwell gets it into Winter on the right wing, hands it back to Blackwell. Going to Xavier Amos between the circles, a pass for Jack Janicki. Feeds Winter, gives off to Blackwell, off the right wing, in the lane to the cup, and the layup is blocked. Coming down is Jeremiah Williams of Rutgers. A lead feed to Acuff, left side, Ace Bailey, a shot fake is to Acuff. Up top, Williams turns to Jamichael Davis on the right side, and now Rutgers will re-rack. 9:40 remaining, 56-49 Wisconsin. A wide pass, Bailey just does run it down left sideline. Gives it to Williams, picked up by Janicki high on the left. 9 to shoot. Williams lost his balance on the floor, feeds Acuff, curls off the wing. Deflected away by Amos, gets it back, contested 3, left of the circle, back rim and in.
And I had no idea what they're running there offensively because they weren't running anything. It was just a play. And guess what? They finally have broken that 6-point, 4-point lead.
56-52 Wisconsin. 9:10 to play. Janicki slips it into Blackwell at the left elbow. Backing is John. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in off the glass. Blackwell with 15, his first points of the second half. 58-52 Wisconsin with 8:55 remaining. Jeremiah Williams right of the circle. Thought about it. Finds Davis. Baseline right. Penetrates. Low on the right. One pump goes up. Blocked by Amos. There is Grant. Back up. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound fought for. And Grant to the floor. Janicki to the floor trying to get it loose. And a scramble for it. And now it's
Rutgers.
Rutgers able to gather it. And a timeout is taken. Boy, great hustle on both sides. Jamichael Davis ended up recovering it. And took the timeout. That's the third one used by Rutgers. And this will be a full timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll take a break. 8:35 remaining, Wisconsin 58. Rutgers 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Fans, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 10th through the 12th for Badger Sale Weekend and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $1,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. 8:35 remaining. Wisconsin 58, Rutgers 52. During this media timeout, Max Klesmant was back behind the bench area and just kind of testing that ankle. Remains on the bench area, but I'm not sure we're going to see him the rest of the night. Of course, this dude's about as tough as they come, so I guess it would be pretty foolish to rule him out. In the meantime, a six-point lead here for Wisconsin. Badgers led by as many as 16. That was with about 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Led by 9 at the break, and Rutgers staying very much in this without the freshman stars having the kind of nights that fans around here are used to seeing.
And right now, with your Wisconsin offensively, you got to get a good possession. You've got 13 turnovers. You've turned the ball over. You haven't got a flow. You haven't got the free throw line.
No, not now, one
they
time.
Now, both ways, I think they've let guys play in the paint. It's been a physical game. I mean, Rutgers has only gotten there 11 times. So it's not like Rutgers is getting there 30 sometimes,
no.
Like Penn State Northwestern a couple weeks ago. Like, it's not that.
Yeah. Well, you're right, though, with his turnovers. The points off turnovers, a big difference here. Rutgers 13-4, the advantage there.
That's really been the second half.
Yep.
And we're at that magic number of 6 points again. Like, it's been that this whole second half.
And briefly, they got it down to as few as 4.
Janicki
on the floor with Amos, Blackwell, Tanjay, and Nolan Winter. Ace Bailey, Jamichael Davis. You got Grant, Jeremiah Williams, and Acuff. Acuff, Tyson Acuff, baseline or sideline right, inbounds to Williams. He's with Tanjay, finds Bailey. In the lane, jump stop, up off the right, block and out, no good. Got his own rebound, throws it up. That's no good. Tipped up, no. Rebound, it comes down to Acuff. Another chance for Rutgers. Here's Williams into Grant, low in the left, blocked by Janicki, but a foul. Ooh, he got a lot of ball.
A lot of ball.
Jack Janicki, who has certainly shown some shot-blocking prowess in this his redshirt season, but Dylan Grant will go to the free throw line for the first time this season.
You've said that a lot about Dylan Grant.
Yeah. Getting his first points, appearing in his fourth game. He has 5 points coming in the first half, and he is good with the first free throw.
You know why I'm saying you're a lot of firsts? Because as I'm looking at my board, his name isn't necessarily one that is near the top.
No.
Right?
Like, nope. Yeah, nope.
And he's really given them a really good spark.
Highly regarded four-star at the high school in Michigan. We mentioned from Canada, but finished his high school career in Michigan. Missed the second free throw. Tanjay the rebound. 58-53 Wisconsin with 8:12 remaining. Blackwell throwing to Nolan Winter. Finds Tanjay on the right wing. Jabs now goes, moving in. Right block to the rim. Layup, no. And the rebound to Ace Bailey. Andrews missing one up close. Here's Jamichael Davis throwing to Williams. Right of the circle. Williams against Tanjay. Lays it for Davis. Right elbow. Moving in. Got by Tanjay to the rim and lays it up and in. Rutgers within three. 58-55 Wisconsin. 7:43 remaining. Xavier Amos throwing to Winter. Feeds Blackwell high on the left. Out to Amos. Xavier right lane line driving and got fouled. Ace Bailey, it looked like. As we will have, actually they're going to say Jeremiah Williams there with the foul, his second, and we have the under eight media timeout. So we'll take another break. Coach Young Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 7:37 remaining, Wisconsin 58, Rutgers 55. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
7 minutes, 37 seconds remaining in Piscataway. Wisconsin 58, Rutgers 55. Brent Neuharth, the Badgers athletic trainer, working on the right hand of Nolan Winter now. Max Klesmet, right ankle injury earlier this second half. And the Badgers lead now down 2-3 with a long way to go.
You said it right, with a long way to go. And again, that number was 6. There was a buffer there. Well, it's 3 now, and you're seeing this Rutgers team really, again, it's not like they're playing great.
No, they're not.
As much as I want to give them credit and say, hey, Rutgers is doing this well, and it's really been the lack of execution by Wisconsin, the unforced turnovers. I mean, you talked about it during the break, but points off turnovers for Rutgers, they have 13 of them.
Kamari McGee, baseline left, will inbound into Tanjay against Jeremiah Williams. Here's Tanjay off the left wing. In the lane, feeds Carter Gilmore, now to Crowell. Fakes the three, throws to Gilmore, left of the circle, leads it for Blackwell. Blackwell puts it on the deck, moves into the lane. He's double teamed, got tied up by Bailey, and they're going to get a foul on Ace Bailey. That will be his third. And the team's seventh, so the Badgers will finally, it should be the seventh team foul. Well, okay, guess not. They inbound it. Here's Blackwell. Check it, it's the fifth foul on Rutgers. Beg your pardon, fifth team foul on Rutgers, and there's the sixth. as Blackwell got checked in the lane. They're going to get Jamichael Davis, it looked like, and that's team foul number six.
And the whistle's tightened up here all of a sudden.
Yeah, it has. Both teams with six fouls, 7:17 to play, 58-55 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee, baseline right, inbounds to Crow. Gets it to Blackwell. John, right foul line extended, throws to Gilmore, feeds Tanjay high on the left. Tanjay on the right-hand dribble, top of the circle. Gets it to Crow, leads it for Blackwell. Blackwell, right elbow, now in the lane, one pump, fades, flips, and it's an air ball caught by Crow, low on the right, and he'll put it up and in. We'll call it a pass.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
That's our story. We'll stick to it. 60-55, Wisconsin, 6:50 remaining. Jeremiah Williams, the drive right lane line, pull-up 10-footer is good. This guy's capable. Saw it last year. Averaged 12 a game for Rutgers when he finally got in there and played the last dozen games of the year. 60-57, Wisconsin, 6:35 remaining. Tanjay throws it out to Gilmore, feeds Crowell, open three, left side, off the rim, no good. Williams the rebound. Here comes Rutgers, a long ball will tie it. Williams on the right side, throwing to Grant, feeds Williams, rotates Davis, left of the circle, bounce pass ace Bailey, posting on Blackwell. Bailey fades, flips, left of the lane, in and out, no good. Tanjay the rebound. That fadeaway is a shot that Ace Bailey can make all night, but he missed that one. Tanjay out front. Tanjay, a step back three on the way, book it. John Tanjay, his first triple of the game, 63-57 Wisconsin.
And they're playing with fire, but they just keep having answers.
5:48 remaining. Acuff out front, throwing to Bailey. Turns it to Williams on the left wing. Williams drifting out front off the Grant screen. Works off the screen again. Jump stop in the lane, up from 8 feet away, no good. Crow with a tip into the hands of Gilmore. A stop for Wisconsin. Here come the Badgers up six, 5:30 remaining. Blackwell throws to Crow. One dribble. Kills it. Feeds Gilmore at the top of the circle. Davis is on him. Gilmore leads it for Tanjay. High on the right. Jamichael Davis picking up Tanjay. Another three in the air. It's off the rim. No good from the right wing. Jeremiah Williams the rebound for Rutgers. 63-57 Wisconsin with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. The Badgers 7 of 22 from the three-point line tonight. Here's Williams against Blackwell, throwing to Ace Bailey, left of the circle. Bailey leads it for Davis, left wing. Bounces to Bailey near the left corner. Five to shoot. Bailey baseline left. Drives, goes up, knocked away. Ball is loose. One to shoot. Acuff lets it fly. Back rim and out. No good. Rebound Crow, and that almost went in. Yeesh, 4:38 remaining, 63-57 Wisconsin. Blackwell throwing to Carter Gilmore on the right side, scoops it to Kamari McGee. McGee right of the lane, he'll drive to the cup of the layup, no, rebound, Crow, slam dunk, Big Stevie.
Huge putback.
65-57 Wisconsin, 4:18 remaining. Steven Crow with 18 points tonight. Here's Davis on the right side, throwing to Tyson Acuff at the top of the circle. High screen Bailey, a throw to Williams, fakes the three, swoops off the right wing of the lane, up running left-hander, no good. Gilmore tips the rebound to Tanjay with 4 minutes to play. 65-57, Wisconsin. Tanjay gets a screen from Crow. John, baseline right, goes to the rim shot, blocked by Dylan Grant from behind. Here's Acuff. Loops it ahead of Jamichael Davis, glides the lob inside. Grant, slam dunk. Dylan Grant with eight. And the Badgers lead down to six again. 65-59.
It really has been all night.
They just can't get separation. 3.5 minutes to play. 65-59 Wisconsin. Tanjay, long two in the air. Got blocked, but a foul called on Bailey. And that's his fourth. And we have immediate timeout, the under four timeout here in Piscataway. 3 minutes, 28 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 65, Rutgers 59. Back for the conclusion right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think?
I know, I'm calling Cleary. You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Clary do the work we love. Clary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. Upgrade your home today and save big on top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We carry the largest in-stock selection of home appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Check out our entire selection of home appliances on Menards.com. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Stephen Crow on the brink of his first double-double of the season, 18 points, 9 rebounds. He has done that in 21 minutes of playing time. 3:28 remaining, 65-59, Wisconsin leads Rutgers.
Yeah, he's been aggressive early on in this game. He was aggressive there. He got a big offensive rebound. It hasn't been pretty.
No.
Doesn't need to be pretty to get a win either. It's not 116, I know that much. That being said, you've got enough stops. You've done what you've needed to do. Now, as a deficit, or as you're leading by six here, like, just.
And foul shots finally coming up.
Right, and there's going to be one more wave from Rutgers. How do you handle it? Right? How do you handle that one more wave? And then just be disciplined. Just take care of the basketball.
Yeah, secure the ball. Seven just turnovers in the second half, 13 for the game.
Take care of the basketball and take good shots.
Yeah. Well, the first time tonight, Wisconsin will shoot free throws, and it'll be John Tanjay, who is 93% for the season. Tanjay with 13 points, 11 coming here in the second half. Tanjay averaging 18.5 points a game, but he's been at the top of the scouting report now the last few weeks, averaging 12 per game over the last five. He shoots two here. First foul shots tonight for Wisconsin. First free throw rattles through for Tanjay. 66-59 Wisconsin. The Badgers have not trailed in this game. Second free throw coming up for John Tanjay, and it's straight through. Badgers the best free throw shooting team in the country at 85% coming in. 67-59 Wisconsin. Clock running, 3:22 remaining. Jordan Durkak sets the floor, throws to Davis high on the left. He'll hand off to Tyson Acuff with a big night. Right lane line, loops it to Bailey. Knocked away by Blackwell, into the hands of Tanjay. Here comes John, knocked away, got it back to Carter Gilmore, saving the possession, and then he walked with the ball. Got into some traffic, and the sloppiness continues here for Wisconsin. That's the 14th turnover. 3:06 remaining, 67-59 Wisconsin.
Get a stop. I think it's about the next play at this point.
Durkak feeds Davis outside left around a grand screen. Gets it to Durkak and is running one up. And that got spiked out of bounds by Carter Gilmore. Just flying in there for the rejection. 2:55 remaining. 19 to shoot. 67-59 Wisconsin. A cuff baseline right will inbound. McGee in his face. Inbounds pass Bailey. He'll catch. He'll shoot a three. Right corner missed it. Rebound Blackwell. Another dodge.
Yeah, and it's been. But, hey.
Take it.
You got the stop.
There's Blackwell throwing to Gilmore. Turns it right wing for Tanjay. Jukes right. Moves left. Starts the back. Kick out Crowell. Feeds McGee on the left side. Kamari sends to Gilmore. Back to McGee, high on the left. Looped it into Crowell. Finds McGee on the give and go. Low on the left. Layup good. Kamari McGee with six, and the lead is 10 for Wisconsin. 2:23 remaining. 69-59, the Badgers. Durkak with a bounce for Bailey left of the circle. Bailey faces up on Blackwell. Bailey going to work right lane line. Ooh, pushed off, created space, shot in and out, no good. Rebound, Dylan Grant. Second chance, Rutgers. Acuff, deep three, left side, back iron, no good. Rebound, back tap to Davis, another chance. Here's Acuff, left of the lane, baseline left. Across the lane, shot fake, Durkak, baseline right. And he runs into Gilmore, offensive foul. Carter Gilmore gets there. Durkak the foul with a minute 54 remaining.
This team's depth is what is shown tonight more than anything. It hasn't been pretty, but there's been so many different guys that have made plays.
Yeah, you're right. Two starters banged up. Max Klesman, ankle injury, right hand issue for Nolan Winter, and John Blackwell gets tied up. A foul is called. Cooler heads prevail. Durkak catching Blackwell. And Joe Krabbenhoff, peacemaker. I can't believe I just said that, but he was. The bench was getting excited. Your old teammate calming everybody down. Did I really just say that?
You did say that, absolutely. But that was smart on Joe's part, too.
Very
because
smart.
He saw exactly where it is. And, you know, this is a game. Again, you're up by 10. The fans are starting to leave the building. You've done what you've needed to do. Don't do something stupid.
Yep, 1:46 remaining, 1-1. Blackwell hits the front end.
And Ace Bailey just threw an elbow.
It didn't connect.
And like I said,
Greg Gard gets in there and pulls Gilmore away. John Blackwell, peacemaker there, just shaking hands with guys. So I think we're going to have a review here. A minute 46 remaining, 70-59 Wisconsin. And again, the Badgers, like you just said, Butch, you got to be nothing stupid. Don't do anything stupid.
Well, it's been a physical game.
It has been.
I mean, this is what, when you come to Jersey Mike's Arena, I've called enough games here that hasn't been Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They're all physical.
Yeah, you don't expect pretty.
I mean,
I've had
Northwestern. Yep. I've had Nebraska games here. I've had Indiana games here.
Yep.
Like, they're all physical here.
Yep.
Be smart. Now, East Billy did throw an elbow. It did not connect, but him and Carter Gilmore got tangled up, and it was an obvious foul here, or it was obvious throw of the elbow.
Bailey with four fouls, likewise Jamichael Davis.
And I'll be honest, when you shoot 3 of 16, you're frustrated.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you just saw there from Ace Bailey. That was all of it. 3 of 16 on that. How about the performance by Wisconsin's defense? Oh, Peyton Sanford. Now all of a sudden, they do this to Ace Bailey, 3 of 16. I mean,
yeah, no, you're right. I mean, we were talking about it.
That doesn't happen a lot.
And we were laughing. We were talking about it. You gave up 85 points, but it was what you did against Peyton Sanford. No, by the way, you won by 31 on Friday. And then, you know, tonight now, again, if you're just checking us out, Dylan Harper, still not right, missed the Indiana game last week because of an illness, was listed as questionable tonight, started, has played some. He hasn't looked remotely close to the Dylan Harper.
Should have been out.
He has not scored. Ace Bailey with 9 points. And Butchie just gave you the shooting stats, 3 out of 16. Officials still looking at the monitor. We have a minute 46 remaining. It's 70-59 Wisconsin. John Blackwell made the first free throw. He has one more coming. We just got to, you know, if this thing finishes the right way, we got to go talk to America's peacemaker, Joe Krabbenhoff, on the way home. Just old Johnny Cool over there.
Yeah.
His Vikings got humbled last night.
There's that. I also think it helps when you've got Max Klesman at the corners taking a couple steps very, very close to that edge.
Yep. We kid Joe. He's a terrific coach. Great dude.
Well, it's understanding situation,
smart guy, and Greg Gard getting out there, and the players too. The active play, like, you got the right guys cooling everybody off here. And officials over one of them now over there talking to Steve Peichel.
Literally 10 seconds prior to that happening, I literally said, just get through the game.
Yes. Yep.
You could see it coming a mile away.
I believe, about to get the announcement here. And well, there won't be an announcement. We'll just play on. So Ace Bailey remains. So they just have dueling technicals on Bailey and
Well, I think because Bailey's elbow didn't connect. Yeah. Right? Like, if it connects, it's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. But that should be five on Ace Bailey.
It's five on Ace Bailey. So that's so he's done. His night is ended. He finishes with the 9 points. 146. Yeah. So that's trade take for Wisconsin for Gilly. That's his second foul. Should be his third, actually. But whatever the case, now we'll get Lathan Somerville back into the lineup for Rutgers. So it is, for the record, 3 on Gilmore. 70-59 Wisconsin, a minute 46 remaining. And second free throw for Blackwell after a long delay. He connects, and it's 71-59 the Badgers. 146 remaining. Tyson Acuff letting the ball roll up the floor, picks it up at the midstripe and starts the offense. High screen Durkak. Acuff, right elbow, high arching shot, clip the right side iron, no good. Crowell the rebound, outlet to Tanjay.
There's your double-double.
There you go, his first of the season. Tanjay pinned near the midstripe, a high pass and a nice catch by Blackwell. He got fouled by Durkak, and Blackwell will go back to the free throw line with the Badgers in the double bonus.
We're going to have a tight whistle towards the end as well when it comes to this end. But and it should be. Like you said, it's a 12-point lead now.
John Blackwell, 17 points tonight. Following up that 32-point effort against Iowa. He's had two games this season of 30 points. We mentioned that with Dylan Harper. Blackwell had made the first free throw here. He had the 30 against Texas Rio Grande Valley, 32 against Iowa. And both free throws are good. He has 19 points tonight. 73-59 Wisconsin with a minute 30 remaining. Rutgers got it down to three, but just couldn't quite get over the hump here in the second half. Here's Jordan Durkak. He'll try a three straight away. Heel of the rim, no good. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin. 14-point lead for the Badgers, a minute 18 remaining. Tanjay racing across half court, and Durkak trying to get the steal, and Tanjay secures it, throws to Blackwell. So Michael Davis on him, looking to trap. Now it's Gilmore with the ball. Drops it back to Blackwell. Shot clock is down to 10, game clock 102. Blackwell high on the right. Now has to, he got an offensive foul. He pushed off on Jamichael Davis. Foul called on Blackwell with 59.6 seconds to play. Greg Gard going, oh, man. But he can sort of smile right now.
Exactly.
Badgers are on the home floor Friday night against Minnesota. The Gophers playing Ohio State. That game about to tip off in Minneapolis. Tyson Acuff throwing left side. Dylan Grant firing a three. Clip the left side of the rim. No good. Rebound Lathan Somerville. Low on the left. Takes it right. Lays it in. Freshman with four, and Steve Peichel will use his final timeout with 44.4 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 73, Rutgers 61. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
44.4 seconds remaining, Wisconsin 73, Rutgers 61, as the Scarlet Knights are on the brink of losing in this building for the first time this season.
Yeah, and Wisconsin was challenged. Now, a lot of it was stuff they did themselves, but it's a three-point game, and you've got to have an answer. And that's exactly what they did. They had an answer, and big John Tanjay three extends it to six, and they were a little bit of some breathing room there, and find a way to get it done tonight.
Yeah, despite committing 16 turnovers, a minus nine are the Badgers in points off turnovers tonight at 15-6. So 16 turnovers, nine of them here in the second half. Rutgers shooting only 28% for the field in the second half of this game. Badgers again. They're not making their threes at a great clip, but overall, 30 out of 56, 53.6% shooting
Well, and what they did so well was points in the paint. There's 36 of them. But, I mean, it really started in that first half. And it shouldn't have been this close of a game. It was this close of a game, and they answered. So,
press is on. Carter Gilmore will inbound. Gilmore looks, gets it into Kamari McGee. Chased by Dylan Grant and almost had it knocked loose. He did have it knocked loose. Got it back. Needs a timeout, and he'll get it. They were in their own restricted area there with the shot clock down to 24. So they'll go ahead and take that timeout to prevent the 10-second violation. 38.8 remaining, 73-61 Wisconsin. Badgers looking to even their Big Ten record at 2-2 and get their 12th win overall and make it four straight wins if they can finish the deal here.
And then you look at kind of the stretch they have coming up. Obviously, Minnesota, who put it nicely, is struggling. Still trying to figure that all out. But then you've got a stretch coming up that you're going to find out a lot about yourself with Ohio State. Then you go on and take care of that West Coast road trip.
Inbounds pass into Crowell, throwing to John Tanjay. Tanjay against Jordan Durkak. Tanjay loops it across half court, going up and getting it is McGee, and then he was knocked out of bounds. It looked, or maybe, yep, knocked out of bounds by Jamichael Davis. So the Badgers get it to the front court. 30.9 seconds to play, 16 to shoot, 12-point lead for Wisconsin. Gilmore sideline right, throws it into McGee, and Kamari will drift out left of the center circle. Just burning clock right now as he leaves it for Blackwell right at the midcourt logo, 8 to shoot. Blackwell, left of the lane, spins, low in the left, up and in for Blackwell. Giving